Hello everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Angeline. Do you guys like milk and cookies?
Oh, cookies and milk. I love cookies and
milk. Really?
Are we going to have cookies and milk on today's show?
Sort of. We can take imaginary bites of cookies and drink imaginary milk. How about that?
I think I would much prefer the real deal. I would rather drink milk and eat cookies.
I'm sorry, I don't have any right now.
Well, is at least today's article about cookies and milk?
Yes, it will be. We're going to talk about, is it our favorite cookie?
It could be.
But maybe.
Yeah, I think it is usually a lot of people's favorite cookie. We're not going to reveal it yet, but we will talk about it in the article, so stick around.
Milk's favorite cookie.
I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a glass of milk.
Could I interest you in some Oreos to go along with the milk?
Okay, but just a few. I'm on a diet.
Just eat to your heart's content. It's almost National Oreo Day.
When is it?
March 6th marks the day when the first Oreo sandwich cookie was sold 103 years ago.
Oreos have certainly come a long way. Nabisco has made enough Oreos to circle the Earth 381 times.
Did you know Nabisco released two flavors at first? Original and lemon meringue.
I guess lemon meringue wasn't well received.
Yeah, they've had a few hits and misses over the years. However, Oreos are still the most popular cookies in the U.S.
Word power!
Interest. Interest. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven. Diet. Diet. I want to lose some weight, so I must go on a diet. I want to lose some weight, so I must go on a diet. Certainly. Certainly. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again. Guess. Guess. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight.
So our article today begins with Patricia, and she says, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a glass of milk. So we can say a glass of milk or a cup of milk. This all depends on what is holding the beverage. So a glass is obviously made of glass, and it usually doesn't have a handle. And a cup, on the other hand, is made of earthenware or porcelain, which
right.
are...
There are types of materials that we use for like certain ceramics and stuff. Porcelain is often used to make toilets,
right.
The white material for the toilets. Now, Brendan is hanging out with Patricia, and he says, could I interest you in some Oreos to go along with the milk? If we try to interest someone in something, we are trying to persuade or convince them to buy, do, or eat something. Here's an example. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven.
Then Patricia says, okay, but just a few. I'm on a diet. So when we go on a diet, it means that we limit the variety and the amount of food that we eat for medical reasons, or more commonly, to lose weight. Here is an example sentence. I want to lose weight, so I must go on a diet. I want to lose weight, so I must go on a diet.
Right. Now, you can also use diet as a verb, and it's spelled the same way, D-I-E-T. For example, if you use it as a verb, you could say, I've been dieting for 3 months, and so far have only lost 1 kilogram. So it's used the same way. A diet is a set of rules that you set up for yourself for what to eat, and a diet as a verb is like how you go about doing that particular activity of eating less. Now, Brendan says, just eat to your heart's content. It's almost National Oreo Day. Now, to one's heart content means until satisfied. So he's like, eat as many Oreos as you want.
Exactly. And then Patricia says, when is it? She's asking, when is National Oreo Day?
Brendan says, March 6th marks the day when the first Oreo sandwich cookie was sold 103 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that is impressive.
And then Patricia says, Oreos have certainly come a long way. The word certainly is an adverb, and it means without doubt. Here is an example sentence. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again.
Nabisco has made enough Oreos to circle the earth 381 times. This means if you lined up all the Oreos ever made end to end along the equator, it could go around the earth 381 times.
That's a lot. Well, an equator, what is an equator?
Well, it's the imaginary line.
Right.
So it's like the one that we think is there, but it's not physically there.
Mm-hmm.
That crosses the middle of the earth. It's the warmest part of our planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and I also read, if you stacked up all the Oreos, like mm-hmm. one by one like this, it would reach the moon and back more than 5 times.
Wow.
That's
five times. That's a lot.
Before we continue, let's take a look at our 英文快译通.
Oh, yeah!
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice， 又来到 A Plus 快译通的时间喽。今天 Eunice 要跟大家分享的是，在学国中文法的时候觉得最困难的一个时态，那就是现在完成式。现在完成式的基本句型是 have 或 has 加 PP， 主词为第三人称单数的时候用 has， 其余的则用 have。在这里的 have 或 has 可不是有的意思哦。而是帮助形成现在完成式的助动词，但是这里的助动词跟其他的助动词不一样哦，它后面接的是 PP 而不是原形动词。那 PP 又是什么呢？ PP 就是 past participle， 过去分词的缩写。分词有分两种，一种是现在分词 VING， 另一种就是我们今天所说的过去分词 PP。现在完成式的使用时期有三种，另一种是表示刚刚或已经完成或尚未完成的动作。举例来说， I have finished my homework， 我已经做完功课了。在这个句子中的 have 是 have 或 has 加 PP 中的 have， 而 finished 则是 have 或 has 加 PP 中的 PP。 在这里补充一点， finish 的三态是 finished finished finished。第二种用法是表示到目前为止有过或未曾有过的经验。举例来说， I've never been to a foreign country before， 我从没去过国外。在这里大家千万要注意，不要讲成 I've never gone to blah blah blah。 同样是现在完成式，用 have been to 表示有去过某个地方，但是用 have gone to 则表示已经去了某个地方或是正在前往某个地方。如果我说 She has been to the US 是表示她去过美国，那如果改成 She has gone to the US 则表示她已经去了美国。最后一种用法则是表示从过去某个时间点持续到现在的动作或状态。举例来说， They have lived in Taiwan for a year， 他们已经住在台湾一年了。如果他们来台湾的时间点是在2013年，这句话就可以改成 They have lived in Taiwan since 2013， 他们从2013年就开始一直住在台湾。 哇，现在完成时好像真的有点困难，对吧？同学们要多多复习，把它弄懂哦。我们下次见喽，拜拜。
All right, well, Brendan is probably wanting to talk more about Oreos because he likes them, right? He says, did you know Nabisco released two flavors at first, original and lemon meringue? Okay, now, release, flavors, and original are all new words for you. So release means to put out in the public, to give to the people.
Right.
Flavors is what it tastes like.
Right.
So the original flavor tastes like the normal vanilla cream, but there are other flavors like chocolate, which tastes like chocolate, and then there's also like ice cream flavored ones.
Yeah.
So flavor just means how it tastes. Original means the first one, the supreme example, like the original flavor of ice cream at McDonald's was vanilla, and then they've added other ones since then. Now, lemon meringue is a special type of dessert that is made with lemons, usually fresh lemons, but some people do use fake lemon to flavor dessert.
Artificial flavoring,
right?
Yeah. So since there aren't lemon meringue flavored Oreos anymore, like we only know that there's original and then some specialty flavors. There aren't lemon meringue ones. Patricia makes a guess as to why that might be. She says, I guess lemon meringue wasn't well received. So guess means to try and give an answer about something or to assume something without knowing if it's the correct answer. Here is an example sentence. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight. So we can make a guess that Justin won't be able to make it because maybe something came up and he can't go anymore.
Right, yeah, maybe he had to work late or had to do extra homework if he's a student.
Also, if something isn't well received, it means that it was not popular or that people didn't really have a good reaction to it. So because it was not well received, they stopped producing lemon meringue in the 1920s.
Okay, so it's been close to 100 years since they stopped using this flavor, producing it. That's very interesting. Now, Brendan says, yeah, they've had a few hits and misses over the years. However, Oreos are still the most popular cookies in the U.S. We used to we use hit or miss generally to describe something that is a success or a failure. For example, the movie Frozen by Disney, which some of you out there may have seen, was a hit movie. It was very popular. Many people went to see it. Tons of kids and even adults bought products that had the characters Anna and Elsa on it, and even Olaf and Kristoff. They bought these products because the movie was a hit. Everybody loved it. Now, another movie, like, Plasma Game, which is a made-up one because I can't think of one.
Oh, because I was going to say I've never heard of that movie.
Plasma Game is just something I thought of as a movie. And if it's not successful, if it's not seen by a lot of people, we would say it is a miss. So we use hit for things that are successful and miss for things that are a failure.
It's kind of like baseball, right? Sort of? Is that where the term comes from?
Hit or miss? I don't know where the origin of that word actually comes, the phrase comes from. I would have to do some research to find out. But could you think of any Oreo flavors that are a hit for you? What you liked? What was a successful flavor that you enjoyed?
I've only tried original. I don't really like venturing into other flavors, but I did read online that the ice cream flavored ones, like Napoleon maybe, some other ice cream flavors, they were complete misses.
Okay, well, Napoleon, for those of you that don't know, is three flavors. It's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. For me, I've really enjoyed the original flavor myself, but for me, some of the hits were the vanilla Oreos, which is instead of a chocolate biscuit, it's actually a vanilla biscuit. And actually, I don't want to give too much away because I will answer this type of question a little bit later in our lesson.
Okay.
But that's the end of today's article. We still have a second day, and we still have our wrap-up. So please stick around, and we'll talk to you in our wrap-up.
So Oreos, they're Milk's favorite cookie. That's their slogan or their saying for their brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it's a really famous cookie, especially in the U.S., right?
Right, it
is.
I think the reason they say Milk's favorite cookie is that a lot of people who like to take their cookie and put it in milk, dip it, tend to buy Oreos specifically for dipping in milk.
Yeah.
Some other cookies people just like to eat without any milk.
Yeah.
But also I think the reason it's very popular is the Oreo, the cookie itself, is able to absorb the milk a little better than some cookies.
That is true.
So a normal cookie, you might dip it in the milk and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds before it's soft.
Uh-huh.
But an Oreo, you can go 1, 2 and it's soft.
That's true, yeah. Do you know there's a straight named after Oreo?
It's I did not.
Oreo Way.
Oreo Way.
Yeah, do you have any guesses as to why we could possibly name a street after Oreo?
Maybe there is buildings on both sides and they're painted black, and then the middle is a white road that's painted white. So you have black, black, and white, just like an Oreo.
That is really good. That's really creative, actually. We should give them an applause for that. Yeah. But actually, the real reason there's an Oreo Way is because the 9th Avenue between 15th and 16th Street in Manhattan is the birthplace of America's favorite cookie.
Oh,
yeah.
So Oreo Way is named after the Oreo company, the Oreo biscuit, which was created in this location or on this street.
Exactly. Right.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question. What was the original name of the street before the Oreo? Do you know?
9th Avenue between 15th and 16th Street?
Oh.
Are you trying to give me a trick question?
I was trying to give you a trick question.
Yeah, well, okay, fine. Then if we're going to quiz each other, I'm going to quiz you on what do you think Nabisco stands for?
No idea. I know
Make
you know.
Make a guess.
National Biscuit Company.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
All right. Well, Nabisco, or National Biscuit Company, was actually formed from several different snacks companies,
Baking companies.
Mm-hmm. And what, 1898?
I think somewhere around there, yeah.
1898. I think it's 1898. I feel confident about it being 1898.
Okay. Yeah.
Or 1888. I think it's 98. We'd have to double check. But yeah, I really enjoy Oreos. And I'm excited to talk about more of the Oreo cookie and kind of how we eat it in day two.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of eating an Oreo is that there's actually different ways to eat it.
Yeah,
right?
It's a unique cookie or biscuit.
Right.
But again, we'll talk about that in day two. So please stick around. We'll come back. That's what I mean. Return tomorrow and we'll see you for day two.
Bye.
Bye.
Ben had a golden opportunity to study abroad when he was younger.
Ben had a golden opportunity to study abroad when he was younger.
Hi, it's me again. 我是 Vina。今天小聚会呢，一样分享金色相关的俚语。金色如此高贵的颜色呢，通常都有着很正面的意思。Golden opportunity 意为大好机会。This year is a golden opportunity to do some changes. 今年是个大好机会来做些改变。这句话大概很常用在选举大选的时候呼喊口号里听到啦。金色往往常常带给人家有希望的感觉。Ben had the opportunity to study abroad when he was younger. 这句话的意思就是说呢 ,Ben 呢在他年轻的时候曾经有个出国念书的大好机会。Study abroad 指的就是出国念书、留学的意思哦。跟我一起 repeat 今天的小聚会吧。Ben had a golden opportunity to study abroad when he was younger. 小聚会我们马上就要见啦 ，See you soon. Don't forget to practice your English.
Ben had a golden opportunity to study abroad when he was younger.
Ben had a golden opportunity to study abroad when he was younger.
Milk's favorite cookie.
I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a glass of milk.
Could I interest you in some Oreos to go along with the milk?
Okay, but just a few. I'm on a diet.
Just eat to your heart's content. It's almost National Oreo Day.
When is it?
March 6th marks the day when the first Oreo sandwich cookie was sold 103 years ago.
Oreos have certainly come a long way. Nabisco has made enough Oreos to circle the Earth 381 times.
Did you know Nabisco released two flavors at first? Original and lemon meringue.
I guess lemon meringue wasn't well received.
Yeah, they've had a few hits and misses over the years. However, Oreos are still the most popular cookies in the U.S.
Interest. Interest. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven. The salesman tried to interest my mother into buying the more expensive oven. Diet. Diet. I want to lose some weight, so I must go on a diet. I want to lose some weight, so I must go on a diet. Certainly. Certainly. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again. I'll certainly never go to that terrible restaurant again. Guess. Guess. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight. I guess Justin won't be able to make it to the party tonight.